Sammy Jay Gets Caught. Sammy Jay doesn't mind the cold of winter. Indeed, he rather likes it. Under his handsome coat of blue, trimmed with white, he wears a warm, silky suit of underwear, and he laughs at rough brother North Wind and his cousin, Jack Frost. But still, he doesn't like the winter as well as he does the warmer seasons because he is a lazy fellow and doesn't like to work for a living any harder than he has to. And in the winter, it isn't so easy to get something to eat. And there is another reason why Sammy Jay doesn't like the winter as well as the other seasons. What do you think it is? It isn't a nice reason at all. No, sir, it isn't a nice reason at all. It is because it isn't so easy to stir up trouble. Somehow, Sammy Jay never seems really happy unless he is stirring up trouble for someone else. He just delights in tormenting other little people of the Green Meadows and the Green Forest. Dear, dear, it is a dreadful thing to say, but Sammy Jay is bold and bad. He steals. Yes, sir. Sammy Jay steals whenever he gets a chance. He would rather steal a breakfast any time than get it honestly. Now, people who steal usually are very sly. Sammy Jay is sly. Indeed, he is one of the slyest of all the little people who live in the Green Forest. Instead of spending his time honestly hunting for his meals, he spends most of it watching his neighbors to find out where they have their storehouses so that he can help himself when their backs are turned. It was in this way that he had discovered one of the storehouses of Chatterer the Red Squirrel. He didn't let Chatterer know that he had discovered it. Oh my, no! He didn't even go near it again for a long time. But he didn't forget it. Sammy Jay never forgets things of that kind, never. He thought of it often and often. The snow was deep now, and things to eat were hard to find. But Chatterer, the red squirrel, wasn't asleep. No, indeed. Chatterer seemed to like the cold weather and was as frisky and spry as ever he is, and he never went very far away from that storehouse. Sammy Jay watched and watched, but never once did he get a chance to steal the sweet acorns that he had seen Chatterer store away in the fall. Said Sammy Jay to himself. I must do something to get Chatterer away from his storehouse. For a long time, Sammy Jay sat in the top of a tall, dark pine tree, thinking and thinking. Then his sharp eyes twinkled with a look of great cunning, and he chuckled. It was a naughty chuckle. Away he flew to a very thick spruce tree some distance away in the Green Forest, but where Chatterer the Red Squirrel could hear him. There, Sammy Jay began to make a great fuss. He screamed and screeched as only he can. Pretty soon, just as he expected, he saw Chatterer the Red Squirrel hurrying over to see what the fuss was all about. Sammy Jay slipped out of the other side of the spruce tree and, without a sound, hurried over to Chatterer's storehouse, where he helped himself to a breakfast of sweet acorns. Now, Chatterer had found a way to get all the corn he wanted by getting into Farmer Brown's corn crib, where was stored so much beautiful yellow corn. But what made him angry was to see Sammy Jay help himself to a few grains of corn from between the cracks in the walls of the corn crib. Chatterer thought of a plan and chuckled wickedly. The next morning, he was over in the corn crib bright and early and stayed there until Sammy Jay arrived. Presently, Sammy found a crack against which an ear of corn lay very close. He began to peck at it and pick out the grains. Chatterer stole over to it, taking the greatest care not to make a sound. Presently, Sammy's black bill came poking through the crack. Chatterer seized it and held on. Poor Sammy Jay, he was terribly frightened. He thought that it was some kind of a trap. He beat his wings and tried to scream, but couldn't, because he couldn't open his mouth. Then Chatterer let go so suddenly that Sammy almost fell to the ground before he could catch his balance. He didn't wait to see what had caught him. He started for the Green Forest as fast as his wings could take him, and as he went, he screamed with fright and anger. Chatterer chuckled, and his chuckle was a very wicked-sounding chuckle.
"I guess," said Chatterer, "that Sammy Jay will leave my corn alone after this."